This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. CCW asks Water Quality Control Commission to remand LANL permit to Environment Department Secretary. On Tuesday, April 9th, the Communities for Clean Water, CCW, will argue that the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission remand a groundwater discharge permit proceeding back to the New Mexico Environment Department Secretary because the hearing officer and National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, corrupted the permit hearing process. CCW questions the legal ethics of the hearing officer and the Department of Energy's NNSA at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, because during the permit proceeding, the hearing officer successfully applied for employment with the NNSA. The permit proceeding involves a groundwater discharge permit for the 66-year-old radioactive liquid waste treatment facility, which treats liquid waste contaminated with hazardous and toxic pollutants, plutonium, and low-level radiation. CCW contested the permit because the New Mexico Water Quality Act states that if a facility handles hazardous waste and would be regulated by the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act, then no Water Quality Act permit may be issued. Further, the permit will never come into effect. The Water Quality Act states that a permit becomes effective when there is a discharge. LANL stopped discharging in November 2010. The permit would never become effective, thus the permit is a nullity. In March 2018, before the April 19th permit hearing began, CCW filed a motion to dismiss because there is no discharge. The hearing officer denied the motion without explanation. In June, CCW renewed its motion to dismiss. On July 19th, the hearing officer issued a draft report in which she rejected CCW's argument again without explanation. The parties provided comments of the draft report. The hearing officer issued a revised report on August 29th, and the secretary approved the permit the same day. In January, CCW learned that on June 15th, 2018, NNSA had published a job opening for an attorney. Applications were due by July 26th. Sometime before July 26th, the hearing officer applied. NNSA stated in its response brief, quote, "The facts do not establish exactly when any interviews may have occurred. Accordingly, it would be justified for the commission to assume, for these purposes, that contact may well have occurred prior to the hearing officer's issuance of her report and revised report," end quote. On September 18th, NNSA offered the hearing officer the job. She accepted and started work on November 25th. Under the law, a decision maker who has a personal interest that may be affected by his or her decision is disqualified. CCW argues that the hearing officer's decision was invalid and the case must go back to the Environment Department. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to read the pleadings, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.